Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And this November there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Somewhat.
And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
A little too high.
Okay. And the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or no to each of the following three bond options. Option one, $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes, equals to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but will have some of the school building projects. Will you vote yes or no on that?
No.
The option two, an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will pay for many but not all new school building projects needed. Will you vote yes or no?
No. No.
And the last one, option three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school building and other services expansion needs of the district. Will you vote yes or no on that?
No.
And lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value. Will you vote yes or no for this CCS
no.
property tax increase? Okay. And
no.
following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further to Cherry Creek School when they already have enough money, wasteful higher administration overhead, cost, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree with that? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree
totally
with
agree
this
with that.
Opponent's statement? Okay. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us reasons for voting yes. Please rate it as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. The first one is, despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school building or raise teacher pay. That was very persuasive, somewhat or not at all.
Somewhat.
The next one, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help 1,000 more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners. That was very somewhat persuasive or not at all?
Not at all.
The next one, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, and it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. That was very persuasive. Some of them are not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive at all.
Okay, and just a few more. Continual security upgrades are necessary at schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. That was very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive.
CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. That was very persuasive, somewhat or not at all.
Somewhat.
And last three, expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for simplification to high-paying in-demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. This is very persuasive. Some of them are not at all persuasive.
Not at all.
And the last two, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Not at all.
And the last one, passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school district in keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet student needs. That was very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Not at all.
Okay. And after hearing all this information, let me ask you again, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for DCCSD property tax increase?
No.
No? Okay. The last two questions for statistical purposes only. What is your gender from quality purposes of the call?
Male.
And what is your age? And just to make sure we speak to all ages.
38.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 or under, yes or no?
No.
And do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District?
No.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race, black, African-American, white, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other race not listed here?
Caucasian.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.